We continue along on North Shore today, and we're joined by Dave Decker, who's a comedian who is going to be performing at the Cabot Street Theater on February 27th at the comedy show there, put on by Scamps Comedy. And Dave, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Dave, you're at the show on the 27th, and I know you're no stranger to the North Shore. And what do you know about the show other than a bunch of comedians are coming, or maybe that's all we need to know. Is that right?
That's really all you need to know. Scamps Comedy Production always puts on great professional shows, some of my favorites to work with, and I've never had a bad time, never seen a bad show in anything those guys have done. So it's going to be great, and the Cabot is just a beautiful, beautiful old theater. I happen to be an old movie buff, and any chance I can get to be in one of those rooms that probably, originally played Casablanca or, any type of movie like that, I love it. I love those venues.
Yeah. Get up on stage, maybe sing and dance, do something like that, like the old days, a little vaudeville?
You never know. Maybe a little burlesque, get a pole and, make a night of it.
Yeah. That's called entertainment, my friend, right there.
Whatever it takes.
We don't really want the folks to, it's going to be comedians, stand-up comedians. It's not burlesque, I guess, is it?
It's not burlesque. No, yeah. It is not burlesque. You're not get your hopes up. You're not going to see any clothes coming off. It's straight stand-up comedy at its finest, and it's going to be a great night.
Hopefully
the place will be packed because that's a great room, and we should have a fun night rocking it out.
All right. Now, Dave, I know you're no stranger to the North Shore. What kinds of things have brought you to the North Shore in the past?
Well, the big connection I have up there is that I love the Cape Ann area. That's very special to me. I've been a scuba diver for 35 years now, and I spend every summer diving for lobsters with a friend of mine. He's got a boat up there, and being out in the ocean, diving for lobsters, and all of that. I love that whole area. I don't know what it is. It's just more of a connection to the North Shore than the South Shore. Just maybe it's the landscape, and I just love it.
Now, I don't want to sound like the fish and game department here, but how many lobsters do you pull on a given day here?
Well, you're only legally allowed to take 15, so I've never taken more than 15. And my record summer was 85, so I was very popular that year with family and friends who sat there every weekend, with their bibs on waiting for me to make a phone call. And then the summers that you don't get any lobsters, then they forget all about you. But either way, you're underwater. Whether you catch them or not, that's just a bonus.
Hey, in your act, if I were to ask you about your act, what kinds of things do you do? Is it gripes? Do you kind of detail some of the gripes that you have as you look around the world?
Well, I think most stand-up comedy is. I look at it like therapy that you get paid to do. You take all of your angst in the world and the things that annoy you and you just kind of go off on it. It could be anything. Relationships. Exes. People at Starbucks, on and on and on. So I got a list of things that annoy the, out of me. So I just kind of find those things and get to spew my twisted view of the world. And hopefully people come along for the ride and laugh and have a good time.
Dave, have you ever had people come up to you after a show and make some interesting comments or suggest a joke themselves that you might be able to use?
Yeah, quite often. You usually get two types of things. One, you get a street joke, like, I heard a joke you should use, two Irish guys walk out of a bar, it could happen, that kind of thing. Or they tell you funny things that happened to them that really have no relationship to your life, I was in the cubicle and my friend did this and you should use that. I'm like, I don't work in a cubicle and I can't relate to it, and I'm sure it's funny for you, but it's not my reality, so... And that's the hard thing, Then I realized that stand-up comedy really is not so much telling jokes. It's your view of the world. And it's great that people want to share their view of the world and have you tell everybody else what their view of the world is, but that's really not how it works. I want to talk about the things that I care about, But it's flattering. People, they're trying to help. They're trying to, they're thinking they're giving you stuff to work with that you can use, and I appreciate the intent is good.
No doubt. And how about this part? Some really good stand-up guys really interact well with the audience. Is that something you go after at all or not? And sometimes you find guys really at their best when they're listening to the audience, they're exchanging with them, and they go back and forth. Is that something you have? You I guess you all get involved with that to some extent.
To some extent, you do. It's some people like just are really, really good at it. They, like you said, they make their act on it. Most of what I do, I tend to do hosting, featuring, you know, opening, that type of thing. And I don't want to go into the crowd before a headliner and start interacting, because if that is the headliner's, you know, if they're counting on doing that, I want to leave that to them. You know, I don't want to ask somebody where they're from and what they do for work and have the headliner come out and ask them the same thing. You know, it gets redundant. So I try to stay away from that. You know, you'll get occasionally heckling, which is wrong on every level, but you get that occasionally, and you got to deal with that. Most of the time you get interactive audience members, which is a different thing. That's more with people. You mentioned the Red Sox, and somebody, you know, after too many beers will scream, "I love the Red Sox," which isn't really heckling. They just think they're having a private conversation with you, which they were not.
Dave, do you have any gripes about the snow itself?
I like winter. I you know, people say, "Oh, I hate it here in New England." Well, guess what? You know, get up and move. So I have gripes about people that gripe about the snow. I mean, last year I was rooting to break the record. If we were going to sit through all that snow, it would have been a shame to come in second place. Kind of like it would have been like the Patriots in the season. You know, it's just, so I was happy that we did it and we broke the record and you know, and we survived it. The snow goes away. So if I ever don't want to be in the snow, you'll find me somewhere else that has no water and way too much sun. But I love it. So my gripe is the people that gripe about it and don't do anything but gripe.
Makes sense to me. Well, Dave, good talking with you, and best of luck on the 27th in Beverly.
Thank you. Great pleasure being on the show, and hope people come out and see the show at the Cabot Theater. It should be a lot of fun.
Yep, and that's February 27th, Cabot Theater, put on by Scamps Comedy, Cabot Theater in Beverly. Dave Decker, our guest, here on MSONewsSports.com.